Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle Age number 52. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Fellas, what's going on today?
Oh, my gosh. All good things all the time.
All the time. Good things. Nate, hot, you doing all right?
Hot and sweaty.
Hot and sweaty. Hot and sweaty. What we got going on in here in Indiana?
It's like 100 degrees, right? Mm-hmm.
That's on a cool day.
Yeah, right?
100? That's an evening time.
My palms are still sweaty.
Yeah, a little warm. Elijah had soccer today, but they did it inside. So mom did not tell us that. And mm-hmm. We get there 8 minutes, you know, before. Elijah goes, nobody's here. I go, maybe everybody shows up at once and it's getting a little closer. We're like, nobody's here. I text my wife and I'm like, nobody's here. Are you sure he's got practice at this time or today? And she goes, oh, it's in the gym. I go, so I had to run back home because he can't practice in cleats. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't have indoor cleats. So they have to wear tennis shoes if they don't have. Good thing we're 3 minutes down the road. But yeah, but I was like, you know what? I'm glad those kids are practicing inside in the gym because it was 95 degrees at that time. And
Harrison's been having football practice outside, and it's a killer.
That's even worse because
part of it's inside, part of it's out, but it's hours. And then I know William goes over to baseball practice. Ella's gone over to softball practice, and it's like it's their poor little cheeks turn red. Mm-hmm. I don't feel too bad for them.
We played and did our sports and stuff. Whether it's just neighborhood stuff or the art sports and 100 degrees, but it's still, I was glad that.
Oh, I know.
You know, I don't know.
Got to keep him hydrated, right?
Yeah. So he was kind of pleased, I think, like that was inside air conditioning.
Yeah, no kidding. Mm-hmm. I tell you, just coming from the car into this house, I was sweating, and then I came into the air conditioning.
A whole 20 yards to walk.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, and you and I were talking. I was like, oh, the air conditioning feels good. I just had it in the car, but I had forgotten already what it felt like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's hot, though, isn't it? It's good. It's my type of weather, though, so I'm not complaining. I don't complain.
Never. Huh? You never complain?
I don't.
Weather. Is that what we're talking about?
I will when it's wintertime. I hate it. That's what I'm saying. This is my type of weather.
You're not cold-blooded?
I am a hot-blooded.
Check it and see.
All right. Well, let's get these creepies ears perked
up. Their information.
What are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about my pick. This is my pick, so we always give credit where credit is due. So this is my due. Wait, what? I didn't say it like that, did I? Yeah, I did.
Doo-doo.
Your doo-doo that I do so well.
The doo-doo-doo.
I'm going to break into songs. Yeah, right. Exactly. Something like that. This is on the Candlelight House, and it is in Franklin, Indiana.
Which is south of us.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. This is also, I'm going to give credit to a coworker of mine. Her name is Mindy. She's a case manager nurse, and she had asked if I'd ever heard of this house. And I've worked in Franklin now for 14 years. I dated a girl that went to college there and all kind of things. So I'd been in and out of Franklin a lot. And I had never heard of this house.
I had not either.
It is on the, if anybody knows
Franklin.
So it was her,
Franklin. So she gave you the idea to do it. Okay.
So shout out to Mindy. She said, I believe she's been listening to our episodes.
Hi, Mindy. Thank you.
If not, it's okay. Yeah. But if you have, great. And she said she was going to check this one out. So
very cool.
Shout out to her.
You have to tell her that, recorded.
We appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
Cool. I didn't know that.
We can use all the help we can get, right?
And I definitely not. Nate, had you heard about it?
No.
The camp? Okay.
Not at all.
Well, on 65, Franklin sits on the west side of that mainly. And then this is on the east side of Franklin out kind of in the country. Mm-hmm. I still need to drive by it. I just it's about 12 minutes from the hospital that I work at. So
you've never seen it in person?
I've only seen pictures. And I thought about trying today to go by there, and I thought, I don't have time since I was coming here. But, it's 12 minutes the wrong direction, unfortunately. So, but, yeah, it looks really creepy. It looks really cool. And it's got an awesome history, and there's a lot of spooky things that go on there. So, and I am here to sell the two of you on investigating here sometime.
I'm in.
Click. You don't have to sell it on me.
I'm
in.
You're sold, right?
I'm already there.
What are you guys doing tonight? We're recording. Never mind.
Let's shut this thing down.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's shut this podcast down.
There you go.
Right?
All right.
The activity that has been recorded there have been shadow people, footsteps and knocking, disembodied voices, ITC responses, including EVPs and spirit box replies. There is also, we'll get into some of the characters that reside here, but there is one of the guys is named Otho, and supposedly he has scrawled his name on one of the window panes or panels. They think that it was him.
So, Otho, what a name.
Otho, yeah.
That's Otho.
Is it Otho?
I was trying to come up with something.
The jokes aren't going to get any better than this.
It says Otho Pritchard, he was the last known resident to live in the house. Mm-hmm. And, his spirit has been said to linger.
Yeah.
There's no lingering.
He's a lingerer. Otho.
Yes. That's your real name.
He died in 1995. You don't think you think that's a made-up name? It does sound made-up, doesn't it?
Yeah. Otho. Otho Hank. It's like I've had my speech impediment. I don't know. It's more like talking about
I know,
Otho.
Right? This is our normal night, too, so we don't have any excuses. We can't say, well, it's Sunday night. Well, it's Saturday morning. Well, it's Monday. This is Wednesday.
And real quick, let's tell the listeners when this house was built. It was built in 1868 yes. by John and Mary Owens. It said John had died before the house was completed mm-hmm. and never lived there, but his widow and 9 children did. Yikes.
Yikes, yeah. So they were worn out.
They were busy.
He died before the completion, so he never got to live in it. Yeah, so Mary and the 9 children did, though. There's a whole lot of history. They received a 160-acre parcel from the U.S. government on March 5th, 1830. This house had always remained in the Owens family. These people own it now. Husband and the Owens descendant. We have John Owens' will in our possession. Still part of the abstract. So this house is according to this, it's still for sale. I don't know if that's actually still true. In Franklin at 5705 East 100 North, and sits on 2 acres. And I believe, as I understand, there's a family cemetery there, where the Owens family is. And I think there's some McBrides and some of their other, family members that are buried there. So that is on, that also makes for spooky land. Now, the girl, Mindy, that recommended this, she lives right across the street from here. So, not to...
From here? Yeah, from the house?
Yes. So, I want to... I mean, I don't know exactly... I've not been to her house. I don't know exactly where it's located, because there are other people I saw in some of these stories that say, oh, it's down the street from here, or across the street from here, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, she's somewhere in the vicinity of this house, basically. Said that it is under surveillance, and part of it's under surveillance because they don't want people like messing around with stuff. But the other reason I think is to catch activity on there. And she said in one of the cameras that you can watch, you can actually see her house.
Nice.
She said she had no idea that she just knew it was an old, house from the 1800s and, had no idea it was haunted for the longest time. But that's what she told me. She's like, did you know about this house? I'm like, I absolutely did not. It has 6 fireplace mantles, 8 closets, a wraparound back porch, a herringbone brick flooring in the cellar, 2-sided fireplace in the kitchen and dining room, 7 exterior doors, pantry, and a natural register eligible interior. The original woodwork is intact. No plumbing, no bath, no electric, city water, and natural gas is available. Needs complete restoration if you're deciding or if you're wanting to buy it. Again, if we want to make this into a Mako house, I'm sold too.
Let's go.
When
Nate can fix it up, he knows.
Otho,
we don't need any of that stuff.
When Otho owned it, he there was only supposedly 3 rooms that had electricity. So he would. That's how it got its name, the Candlelight House. Is that he would take a candlelight or a lantern around the house, and at night, people that would be going by, it looked very ghostly and spectral. But it was just Otho messing around in there, right?
Mm-hmm. Said it gave the passerbys a ghostly impression.
Right.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. And then it said, did the ghost of, I want to say Ortho, Otho Henry, scrawl his name on the window pane. That's pretty cool. Wow.
Yeah. And I think there's a couple owners still.
Because it was for sale at one time, but I can't remember in my research if it was recent or if that was just, however many years ago. So I don't know. Do you know if it's vacant or, yeah?
I think it is now, because it's so hard because some of these articles are like from a couple of years ago. So it's not, all of it's not completely updated.
Well, and those 2 guys, though, what was the name of their investigative group?
Paraholics.
Paraholics.
That's where I found all my information basically from them, because they're obsessed with this.
Yeah,
house.
I watched like 2 or 3 of their videos, and then the one I watched was from 2006. I was like, oh gosh, 16 years ago.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it is a really cool house, though. I love the stairway. I love that spiral stairway.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I mean, if you had the money to fix this thing up, it'd be a heck of a house.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. A lot of the windows are boarded up.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
But it is. It is definitely, it feels like it's kind of frozen in time, too.
Mm-hmm.
And there is, and I could not find this. I don't know if you guys did at all, but there was a psychic that went into the house. Her name was Sarah. Let's see. Hold on. Sarah and Mimius. Cordelia Owen's mother was named Sarah. And the father was William Henry. No one has come across Mimi, but sometimes a nickname for Mary or Grandma. So there was I couldn't find anything about what the psychic figured out in there. So except for that, just a little blurb there. So some people have been trying to figure out how many spirits are here and who, you know, the main ones are and kind of where they come from.
I did not find out. Yeah. It would be a neat house though. It's not that far to check out. Like I said, we could check it out on our way back to Waverly.
Yeah. Figure it out for ourselves.
We go for round two there. Yeah.
Well, like I said, these paraholics, they're really, they're intense about this. And they've been there several times. There were several videos and they do all their EVP work. But they were talking about, one of their guys was grabbed and, burned.
The one guy said his buddy was, I don't know if they had just gotten there, but anyway, something grabbed his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought,
and the guy was, he had a great English accent, by the way.
Otho.
Yeah. It was, he said, I'd never been grabbed like that before. And then he also got burned.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then there were orbs and flashes, apparitions of a figure that they saw darting through the room. There were tons of EVPs. They'd ask what the names were, what the name of the city was. Some of the names when they were asking, they were saying, Otho was clearly saying his name. Some of the EVPs are naming people that were in the room doing the investigations. I saw two different evidences of that. One of them, they actually got this guy's first name and his last name. And then the other one was like an anchor for one of the local TV stations, and they were getting her name. And so they were just pretty taken aback, like, how do they know that particular mm-hmm. person's in this room? So there's some pleasant, not pleasant spirits, because one might say, you know, they were asking, are there any kids? And, before they could even ask the question, it was saying, how many kids? And they were like, how did I know we were going to ask that? And then when they asked, well, how many kids are there? They said four, there's four kids.
Yeah.
So, and then one spirit, and they were thinking, they're thinking that Otho is the more negative spirit, or the one that doesn't really want anybody there. It seems like he does not really want to have guests.
He might be a bit grumpy.
A little grumpy, and he's still carrying his lantern. And
well, if your name was Otho, you'd be grumpy too.
Right? So, and he's like, I'm going to carve my name in this panel so you know it's my house.
I'll give you an Otho.
Leave me alone, right? There is a dark room upstairs that they were referring to. And it doesn't, again, that doesn't seem to be a place where it really wants you to be around. And a lot of the messages they seem to get were kind of like, get out of here. You know, they were asking them to make noise and you could hear thumps on the, on the flooring. It didn't seem to come from, you know, anybody in the group. So they were pretty freaked out by that.
Mm-hmm.
They said in this same investigation that the house, it's almost like it's anxious to get your attention, though, like during their investigations. And they found out that Otho, that he likes candy. That's what one of the guys that owned it was saying. Oh, yeah, he really likes candy, and he'll kind of interact more when you leave it in the windowsill. And they left some, I think it was chocolate. And they said, we're just going to leave this for
Baby
you.
Baby Ruth,
maybe. So they said, we're going to leave this here for you. And there was an EVP
Rocky
that said,
right? Sorry, I had to say it.
No, he said, Snickers, right? Not going anywhere for a while. The EVP said, is that for me? So it was like, whoa, that's kind of cool. And then they heard this, and they played it back, this like crinkling. But they showed the candy that
like
hadn't been opened. Like a wrapper, yeah. So, but they said he's big on, especially candy, but they said food, snacks, and all that kind of stuff that you can kind of get his attention. And they try to get his favor. But the main guy in this paraholics, he said that Otho has a pretty big disdain for him, it seems like. He's like, for whatever reason, I think he just gets annoyed by him. Like, would you stop coming to my house? Would you stop bothering me? I'm busy. Like, this is, I don't want visitors.
But bring my treats.
But please, yeah, bring my Kit Kats.
And then you go, be gone.
Break me off.
That'd be like me if I was a ghost. I'd be. I'd say just oh, just bring my treats, bring my snacks, and then be gone. Yeah. Did you find the names of the owners?
I didn't. That's what I was looking for. I couldn't. I had them pulled up on one of the paper or the pages, but yeah, no, I did not.
Well, I don't. If I get, I found something, but I don't know because if I hit continue to read about it, then it takes me to, it gets, it. I can't continue actually. It says continue reading. Then I do that and it doesn't go anywhere.
It doesn't go anywhere, yeah.
Yeah, so I saw.
Psych. It's a trap.
Yeah. I think I saw Adam, like Adam and Ella.
That sounds right. That yes.
Yeah.
I was thinking there was an Ella in there, an Anna or something like that. So, yeah, that sounds
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, see, I don't know.
But I don't know if they're current or if it's for sale correct. And all that. It seemed like it's for sale, but.
The article.
I'll have to ask Mindy.
It's around.
Mindy will tell me.
Yeah, it says 2018 or 2019. So, very possible that mm-hmm. they could be since it's just a few years ago. But, you know, who knows? Things can change
well,
pretty
they
quickly.
They said that you have to get a hold of the owners in order to do an investigation. And I saw somewhere where somebody pretty recently was saying that they weren't had not been able to get a hold of the owner. So there could be some kind of a transition there in ownership. But you're right. Definitely not supposed to trespass. It said that you can be fined to the fullest extent of the law for trespassing at this place. So I would not recommend trespassing here.
Make a note of that.
It seems like there's a lot of antiques there that are still kept in the house or part of the, or around the house. They do have like tours and things that I think you can go. You know, and support, you know, I don't know if it's just this building or historic buildings in the area, but I did see some things about that. You can also follow it on Facebook too. The Candlelight House has its own Facebook
I saw that.
Page. So that's, I was getting familiar with that today.
And, you know, we were talking about, they have, looks like they have Halloween mm-hmm. get togethers.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
oh my kinda, gosh, that'd be really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be really neat. One of the, I'm going to assume this is one of the guys with I love that name, Paraholics.
Paraholics, yeah.
He says, it's always a pleasure to visit this remarkable haunted home in Franklin, Indiana. He goes, I've been able to investigate it enough times that I feel like I've been in a bit of a courtship with the energies of the house. He said, I'm getting to know them, and they definitely seem to know me. So that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no matter what type of relationship, right. I guess. I don't know if that's the one that, you know, isn't the ghosts aren't fond of, but yeah. You would kind of, you know, it's kind of like Waverly, you
uh-huh.
know, or
Whispers.
Yeah, you start kind of like, remember, yeah, you go back like Aaron, you know, and they sometimes remember you, you know.
Right.
And she was saying like, that guy? Yeah, the one EVP when she went back the second time.
Yeah, and the guy was still not happy with it.
Yeah. It's like, how could you not like Aaron? She's sweet.
Well, like when we were staying there at Whispers Estate, I was thinking the same thing where they were like, picking out names of actual people that were there,
yeah.
you know, and it was like, how does it know that? You know, like I'm trying mm-hmm. to find some kind of a trickery, but I'm not sure how that little spirit box knows that, you know?
Yeah.
Cause I don't think any of us ever gave it its name. So it's interesting that happened to these guys too. And it says, this is from a family that had been in Franklin since 1924. It says, I know this house well. This was an early farm in the area. The wealthy farmer built this place and had six or seven kids. Three of them never married and continued to live together in the place for the rest of their lives. The last spinster died about 1950. She willed the house and the farm to the next door neighbor who had been farming the land and looking after them. The house had never been inhabited since the original family died out 60 years ago. The Spencers never updated the house either. Was surprised to see the listing. And according to the local lore, indoor plumbing was never put in, which we talked about, or a bathroom or kitchen. You can still see the outdoor hand pump in one mm-hmm. of the photos. Towards the end, they did put in a bit of electricity. You can see a few conduits and outlets tacked to the walls. There's absolutely no wiring inside the walls, and most rooms are not electrified at all. The farmer who owns it lives across the road. So that must be Adam, right? Or somebody. Every week he would come over and mow the yard. So the setting is beautiful as always has been and has always been maintained. And they did replace the roof. Time capsule is quite appropriate in this case with the understanding that the term means the passage of time has tread very lightly in the house. Ghost? Question mark. Wouldn't surprise me in the least. While I appreciate the historical context provided by the listing, some elements in this house seem to predate the Civil War. The return gable ends harken back to the Greek Revival style, as do some of the other details in this house. It would not surprise me that this house was, I kept seeing this Italianated around 1868. So it's an Italianated type of house. So I thought that was interesting.
154 years old.
Yes.
I have some type of something.
And I believe,
something, something.
Otho, they said that he died. I think he fell on his way back from the outhouse, and they that's how he died in 1995. But
yeah, that's what I read.
Did you read that? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So not only is he mad that his name was Otho, well, I'd be mad too if I was coming back from the outhouse.
Quite grumpy.
He's ticked off.
Yeah, he's more than grumpy.
No wonder he hates everybody. He hates us. Yeah.
But I just find this interesting that this has been so close to me. There's a lot of people that have said, hey, have you heard about this place? Have you heard about this place? You know, do you know about this? And so there's so many, you know, we have several, you know, on our plate and different places that we can go anyway lined up. I am writing this down, by the way. Don't you worry about it. I've got plenty of room over here.
I'm going to say it anyway. Put that out on our list.
I'm going to put that on the list. And I think, I think we should definitely go here. I think this will be a lot of fun.
It's doable.
We take a group, do the Scooby-Doo thing, right?
I do not currently see it for sale.
No. Okay. So that, yeah. Again, we do not want to be the proprietors of fake news. So we will not propriate. Wait, I don't know what that means. I'm just making stuff up over here.
I quit while you're behind.
We will not peddle lies, right?
Well, it was a fun little house to look at and talk about. It's I had never heard about it. So thanks, Mindy.
Thank you, Mindy. Appreciate
that.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool that she is across the street.
Yeah. She's a neighbor.
Look at this thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you can get a hold of her and she can get a hold of
Adam
or whoever the heck.
Whoever owns it now. And if there really is the guy is a farmer,
I guess we could probably,
street.
If that's the case, I bet if we went there, they'd be like, who are these guys walking around? We would at least get, you know,
I looked it
a
up,
chance to get the owner out of
it. Seeing if it was for sale. So I saw a satellite overhead view.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks like
the
fence line that goes around the property. There's a house right next door, and that fence line continues around that property, too. So I don't know if that person owns it or I don't know.
We've got to do some more digging, don't we? We're going to need Mindy's help for that, too, right?
Yeah. Like I said,
she could probably tell us.
She'd be like,
guys, I already know all this.
When we head south, that's going to be our Mako stayover.
There you go. That could be our Mako, like you said, our Mako haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
Headquarters.
Ooh.
Again, Ecto-1.
So we could land the Mako jet and keep the tank and
helicopter. Yeah, the tank,
the dungeon, and the tower. I mean, he's gonna be like, "No, you guys cannot move here. We got way too much. We come with way too many paraphernalia."
Yeah, it's a lot.
Accessories.
It's a lot. Yeah.
We're a lot, Mindy. Sorry. So anyway, yeah,
there you go. Anything else?
I don't think so.
It was fun.
Not that I know of.
We're going. Yeah. That's all we know.
Yeah, we're going. Nate, what do you think?
Well, it's an awful shame, but it's. It's a wrap.
Oh.
I like that one.
Nice homage to Otho, whatever the heck his name is, if that's his real name. I love that.
Is Thanks. That your real name?
Yeah. Maybe we should find out.
It has to be. Like, you can't make that stuff up.
I know. Well, Creepies, thanks for listening to Middle Age Mini number 52 on the Candlelight House. And until next time, we will talk to you guys later.
Bye.
See ya.